Com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Still days after that horrible shooting in Sandy Hook, the world is holding their breath. I mean, truly, it does feel like that no matter where you're listening to this show. I guarantee you have had this conversation about those children in Newtown and how their families must be feeling with two funerals already happening on Monday. Kate Delaney here at the helm, and heavy hearts, as I said, this holiday season because of what happened in that small, tiny little town in Connecticut, and people asking a lot of questions about what should they tell their kids and how safe are our schools. And let's hope that the conversation really, really spurs on deeper meetings and committee meetings on the Hill and serious thought as to mental health, assault weapons, how people can help perhaps. And I think this is truly where we should go with some of these schools anyway. What about the off-duty police officer? What about somebody else who can be in the school, who can act as somebody who is right there should the unthinkable happen? Should the unthinkable happen? And I just know a ton of you are going to email me. I've already gotten a bunch of email on that. In fact, I'll go to some of that a little bit later this hour. A couple of things to mention here. There were two funerals for how many children? There were 20 children that were killed Friday, and they just are preparing the people in Newtown for more funerals to come. And so many people feel like compelled that they want to reach out and touch and help the people somehow, that they're making their way, especially people in Connecticut, they're making their way to the town to just write notes or donate some money or do whatever they can. It's, you know, everybody has that mentality of wanting to bake a pie and wrap their arms, I think, in a way, around some of these people. And that just shows you what a great nation, what a caring nation we are. And I think that has helped some of these people, because how do you grapple with the unthinkable? How do you do that? And I just happened to see this today because, you know, I am the poll princess. So naturally, the debate over guns has been going on. This is just one aspect of it, as I was saying in our previous show. But a new poll is suggesting that elementary school shootings might be changing some of the public's opinion. Hardcore opinions actually might be changing, like Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, who is absolutely a gun advocate and a Second Amendment proponent, you know, piggybacking off of that, but is now taking a closer look at having the conversation about assault weapons. So two polls that have come out since Friday show that as a nation, we're starting to think differently. The most recent, the CNN ORC International survey that came out just a short while ago after what happened in Colorado and Wisconsin shootings, 50% supported no restrictions or just minor restrictions on owning guns, 48% backing major restrictions on the owning of guns or making guns illegal for everyone except law enforcement and other authorized people. Now, there were similar findings in an ABC News Washington Post poll that came out around the same time. 50% of registered voters there said that they favored stricter gun control laws, and 48% opposed it. Because of the 20 children, we're seeing that there's been a little bit already, a little bit of a switch. According to a survey from ABC News, Washington Post, now this was just released after what I just told you, this came out on Monday afternoon, what it shows is that now 44% now strongly support stricter gun laws, 32% oppose. That's the first time in this particular poll in 5 years where significantly more people favor rather than oppose stricter gun control measure. And it's the first time in the surveys going back to 2000, less than 50% say the best way to reduce gun violence is to enforce existing laws. The number of people saying the best way is to pass new laws, and that's edged up to 32%, and that's the highest level since 2000. Now, why are we talking about all these numbers? Because this conversation, I think, is really going to continue, and it's a good thing to have the conversation. I think across the board, no matter where you slant and how you feel about guns, how you feel about schools and people being armed in schools, any of that kind of stuff, mental health issues, let's talk about this. A Pew Research Center survey that happened right after the massacre, similar findings, 47%, 44% margin. The people questioned said the shootings reflect a broader problem in society rather than being isolated from troubled people. The 47% who say the Connecticut shootings reflect broader problems is up from the 24% who felt that way after Colorado. That's significant. And the 31% who felt that way following the Arizona shootings in 2011. It's not a surprising fact, by the way, that there is a partisan divide. Half of Democrats favoring new gun laws over merely enforcing current measures. About two-thirds of Republicans question continue to advocate, push for strong enforcement of existing laws. So let's, no matter where we fall on this, let's have that conversation. You know how I feel about the Second Amendment and taking rights away. But looking at guns that strictly are used for murder, looking at massive amounts of ammunition, and this kid could have done even more horrible things, which you can't even wrap your brain around that when you think of 26 people in all being killed. But truly, they found just a cache of bullets, and he shot himself as the first responders were making their way into the school, or I don't know how many other people could have been killed or injured in the devastating events at Sandy Hook Elementary on Friday. A little bit of a twist here, and we'll talk about it, especially when we go to the mailbag, because so many of you wanted to talk about gasoline, and I think that's because a lot of people are traveling this holiday, and that's coming up next week. So gas prices are dropping. There's the good news. I mean, what's the lowest that you've paid so far when you've pulled up to fill up? I use regular, and the other day I actually got $2.44. I'm saying $2.44. And I know, and I'm following gas prices, but still, getting that amount, it seemed like it was like $1.50, if you know what I'm saying, because I haven't seen it in so long. So like I said, do you remember when you paid less than $2? And when we're close to having to drive further places down the turnpike or across the country or over 75 or 95, whatever highway it is and whatever distance you're going to travel, it's nice to have a little bit of that break, surely, absolutely. Coming up this hour, too, you want to hear a woman who's a counselor who's dealt with troubled kids before and anxiety-ridden kids. We talked to her last week, and it seems almost more than appropriate to let you hear what she said, because I know many of you missed that. Remember, we just were dealing with what happened in Portland, Oregon. So Rhonda Martin is going to let us know what are some of the things that you can do. How can you see the signs? Because that's what everybody's talking about. Look for the signs. What can we see in the signs? Stay with us. More to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, coming up, we're gonna check the mailbag. Plus, you can chime in, throw in your two cents on Newtown, Connecticut, what we might be able to take away from this. Hopefully, some lesson, something. 855-266-KATE. That's the number, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Dustin in Pennsylvania. Hey, Dustin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, yo.
I'm good, buddy. What's on your mind? What do you think? Are your friends talking about what happened in Connecticut?
Yes.
What do they say?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Whoops. We're losing you there. Sorry. Sorry, Dustin. Something, maybe it was a cell phone. A cell phone connection. You know, maybe, I felt like he was at a house, though. So, sometimes if you're driving with that cell phone lately, I notice almost everyone seems to have an iPhone or an Android, but it's the service provider. Let's go to, Bud's listening to us in New Jersey. Hello, Bud. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, Kate. How about yourself?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, what do you... I was looking to pay attention to that shooting up there in Connecticut. It's a damn shame. I was looking at the profile on that kid. And if you compare the profiles of all the massive shootings, they're almost the same. Look at Virginia Tech, ages between 18 to 24. Look at Colorado, it's almost the same ages. Look at the background, same thing. Everything's falling in place. these shootings or statistic or whatever, you know, something to do with psychological. If you look at everything that's being in place. Now, the mother that had guns for a hobby, if she knew about her son, she could have kept them guns in a safe, inside a safe, so he wouldn't get at them.
Yeah, that's what I think. I wonder why she didn't, because was she in denial, thinking he was okay, would never do this kind of thing? What mother thinks, even if their son's having trouble, that he would possibly ever be capable of that? But still, guns would be dangerous if he wasn't right.
That's true. Yeah. She must have knew that he wasn't right.
Yeah.
It still falls back on her shoulders by not keeping the guns inside a safe where he couldn't get at them. I myself, I have weapons, but I have it in one safe on top of another safe. So if somebody goes to break in one safe, they got another one to break into.
Yeah, and good luck with that, right?
Yeah, and if I have a hard time getting into it.
Yeah. Good for you, bud. That's the way to do it. Keep it. You're a responsible gun owner. You know how to handle them.
I've been a cop for 25 years, and I've seen a lot of shootings. I've been involved in a lot of shootings, but not like this. And but when you have a massive thing, I don't care what cop, what EMT, or a parent, it just is going to get at you for a long while, you know? Just like being in a war. It's going to stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You're not going to erase it.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, that it was really horrific for those first responders. That's why they were telling the kids that were coming out of the school to close their eyes, and the teachers and other people that they eventually evacuated, not to look, not to keep the eyes closed so they wouldn't have the memory that you just said that the others will take with them. But thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. It's true. It's about gun. It's about being a responsible gun owner. That's what we should promote. Responsible gun ownership. You know how to use your weapon. If you had to use your weapon, you know exactly what you have to do. And you know how to keep your weapons. And I think the majority of people in all the conversations I've had with family members who have been longtime gun owners, and those who, frankly, aren't, that's what we keep coming back to. Stacy in Mississippi, hello.
Oh, Dawn, how are you doing, Satan?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind this time around?
Well, I've done cut my phone off, and it's a cell phone. I cut it back on because I heard you on the radio just before coming took off, and it was something I talked to a guy on the same radio station about the same thing you brought up. There's a guy that I went to school with. I went to three different schools in the same county. I went to Bay Springs, Stringer, and Silver Bay Academy. I went to three of them, and they're all in the same county. But everybody talked about this one guy, and he was a lawyer. He was a good-looking young man. But he never had a girlfriend. He wasn't gay or nothing, but he never had a girlfriend. He never had friends, never had anything. And everybody always thought, this guy's kind of weird acting, you know. And people thought, this guy right here is like going to explode one day, but not in those words, but he did. I mean, tell you what he done. He went, he was about 25 or 26 years old. He went to a parts house and bought a part. And it'd been like a year and a half, 2 years old, and they couldn't exchange it. So, and then he exchanged it. So, he took not an automatic, fully automatic, but a semi-automatic. I think a 22, I believe. Anyway, shot all the windows out of the house, his truck, everything, and then wrote, "Helter Skelter, you will die in hell," with lipstick on the windows of the house. What people need to do, when you got children that you think that you got a problem with, you need to put them, I might have said to you before, they need to be on the same list, not just a sex offender. You need to put them on a list where people can be looking out for these people. I mean, because that guy, everybody that I went to three different schools with, everybody talked about this guy. He's going to explode one day, and he did. But he didn't kill anybody, thank God. But the dude did flip out, and they got him part. And, I mean, he shot, like, he unloaded gun, reloaded it. It was like 20-something holes he put through the house. And the windows he didn't bust out, he wrote, "Helter Skelter, you will die in hell." On it. I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah, creepy. Yeah. Yeah. So to your point, Stacey, and you've said this before, is why, you know, maybe there has to be some kind of a list, but here's the problem. You know, if it's what the problem is people putting people's names on lists because they're struggling with a mental problem, and then they get help. What happens when they get help? They get treated, they're fine. You know, that's that whole stigmatism. How is the person a good person but just a little off? That's the problem.
I am so glad you brought that up. It's one other thing. Please let me say this. Okay, people that are the kids that have ADHD or whatever you call it and everything, mm-hmm. from Ritalin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it slows the kid down and speeding like crazy. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Ritalin slows them down. Once they get to be 22, 25 years old, Ritalin is like a cocaine to a grown-up, and they keep giving it to them, and it speeds them up instead of slowing them down. I know for a fact myself. I know. I mean, drugs does not always work. I mean, there's something. It's not guns. People need to watch out for these people. And we could tell this guy when he was 16, 17 years old, there's something wrong. And
right.
Something did come out.
Right, right. Well, your story is interesting, and I think people are starting to say that about some of the other shootings that we've had, and putting together pieces of it. And are we drugging the kids too much to the point that Stacey says about Ritalin and whatnot? In fact, we'll talk about that when we speak to our ATN head shrinker. I call her affectionately. Psychologist Judith Barr is going to join us on our next show. She lives in Connecticut, and she's talked to so many people about this and has for a long time come on the show and talked about children and what happens and where we go from here and looking for warning signs. Plus, coming up around the bend, Rhonda Martin, if you missed her, she talks about random acts of violence. And we talked to Rhonda right when the masked gunman opened fire in the crowded mall, if you remember, in Portland, and killed a couple of people. His gun jammed, or more people would have died there. We're kicking the can down the road. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ain't nobody else like me around. I don't need your imposition. It ain't that hard to figure it out.
Obviously, the last couple days, what happened in Oregon, in the mall, two people killed, and then the young gunman turning the gun on himself and killing himself. And, of course, we're learning more now. There was a Facebook page, apparently, that had some details about Jacob Roberts, that's his name, where he had a couple of different comments. One, I have lived one crazy life so far. So in Oregon and elsewhere, we're trying to make sense of, wow, how does this happen? What happened? What happened to this kid in the panic at thousands of people at a very crowded mall. So joining us in the wings right now, Rhonda Martin. She's a board-certified licensed professional clinic counselor, and she specializes in anxiety disorders. She's got a book out called Stuck, and check it out. It's a guide for kids and parents dealing with panic, anxiety, and obsessive-compulsive disorders. Rhonda, thanks for popping on ATN.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
So now we're starting to learn more details about, you know, what happened here. People were describing, you know, witnesses were saying, boy, he looked young. He looked like he could be a teenager. He was dressed in fatigues, camouflaged himself and had a hockey mask on. And, you know, you look at a photograph of him, and he was young. He was 22. You look at a photograph of him, and he looks like any other guy, any other kid that could be in college or getting out out of college, and it's so frightening to me to see how people seem to just be snapping. What, you know, and of course you didn't treat him or know him, but when you hear stories like this and then you start to hear details about the gunman who then killed himself, what are you thinking about what's happening across the country?
Well, first of all, it's just so heartbreaking for the two that have been killed in this situation. My feelings go out to their families, and I'm hoping for the 15-year-old in the hospital to do well and recover completely. So, you know, we have to just be thankful that, although that's so heartbreaking with them, that because of the jammed gun and because the mall was locked down so quickly, because of the quick response from the police force, the first ones were there within 90 seconds. In a way, we have to just say, you know, at least this is where it stopped. So it could have been so much worse. And looking at it from the psychology perspective and trying to see what kind of person could do something like this, I think you had mentioned that there are some notes on his Facebook page still up, and a couple of those really give us an idea about personality disorders. In psychology, we tend to diagnose individuals as axis one would be just major psychological issues, and then the axis two is where we see personality disorders, which are some sustained issues that individuals usually can be diagnosed with somewhere in their mid-20s, but the behaviors are there usually long before that. And some of his comments are really all we have to go by, and a few of them, the one I'm the kind a person who's going to do what I want. I'm the conductor of my choo-choo train. He says there's no reason for another person to tell you what to do. Those tend to be the types of beliefs that people with narcissistic personalities have. And then if we look a little further onto some of what was on the Facebook page, he made reference to a cigarette burn on his own earlobe, has pictures of himself, photos in the shooting range. Those type of situations, I mean, who really is going to put that on their Facebook unless there's something going on with them? And that would fall more into a conduct disorder or kind of an antisocial personality type. Again, usually we don't diagnose that till mid-20s, but it's hard to read that Facebook information and not think of these two type of personality disorders.
Yeah, and you know, I'll say this on the show, and I say, wow, if you can reach out to someone or you see some red flags, they look like they're dealing with something, if it's a coworker, isn't there a way to reach out and help people before they snap this way? But there was a girlfriend of his, somebody that he dated for almost 6 months, who I saw an interview with, and she said, you know, I don't know what to feel. He was a really good guy. He was really happy, and he put everyone before himself. You know, that was what she said. So I guess, is there anything people can do where they can reach out to someone at work, or is there, I mean, maybe is a question we can't answer. I don't know, but maybe we can reach out to people.
Well, one of the individuals that was interviewed said that his phone had been disconnected and that he sort of disappeared from what she had known of him for the past year or so, that something had changed. And I think anyone that has that happen, if that happens with any of our friends or family members, we do need to reach out and say, look, you know, I tried calling you on the phone. The phone's disconnected. Is there something going on financially, or is there something else you need some help with? And reaching out is certainly what we can do. And with a lot of these tragedies that have occurred in the past year and a half that are similar to this, there generally are some footprints that happened prior to it. I know, you know, I'm in Ohio, so reaching out to the Chardon shooting that occurred, there were some footprints on the Facebook page, and there were some signs ahead of time. And I think we're all just trying to be polite and not get involved in others' lives, but we really need to step up and do that. If there's any sign, it's not rude, it's caring.
Yeah, great point. What about, especially knowing that something's patterns happen, that all of a sudden someone's dropped out, and so what is it? Why have they dropped out? Why not find out, pick up the phone, or if they don't have the phone, it's disconnected, try to go over and see them or ask them questions. What about the people that I mentioned, witnesses? What about witnesses? Are they at a possible risk for post-traumatic stress?
They are, definitely. And this morning I had a radio show with a radio station in Portland, Oregon, and just listening to, you know, there were 10,000 people that were doing holiday shopping or other errands in the mall at that time. And thinking about that number, it's so vast. And then the family members of those 10,000 that might have been at their home knowing that they were at the mall and have heard this on the news and became concerned if their loved one was okay. Those that have family members that they know have jobs in the mall, whether they were working or not, if you know someone worked there, that would certainly immediately traumatize the person. And so there was a lot of chaos and a lot of shock in that whole community, given that number of people that were involved. So with that, we definitely have to look to acute stress disorder, which is really the closer to the proximity of the traumatic event, the greater the likelihood a person would end up with that. And if they're having trouble sleeping after a week or 2 weeks, if they're hypervigilant beyond a few weeks, I mean, we want to know that that's normal at the beginning. The next few days, a door slamming or any sound is going to really upset almost all of those people that were in close proximity. But as time goes on over the next few weeks, we're hoping that those individuals that were there are able to get some normal sleep patterns back and are able to tell the whole story of what happened in a way that, that they remember all the aspects of it and that they can tell it and not just have little sound bites or just little flashbacks that they remember. We want them to be able to put it all together and be okay with it in a few weeks, enough that they can continue on with their own life. If not, then they would need to be looked at for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. We're speaking with Rhonda Martin. She, of course, as I mentioned before, is a counselor, a licensed professional clinic counselor. She specializes in anxiety disorders. I would imagine there's going to be some anxiety for people maybe heading to the mall. What about people trying to deal with that, not just in Portland, Oregon, but maybe across the country? Because this is the water cooler buzz, as you know, Rhonda. People are talking about this story a lot, so it elevates it even more. And people are shopping. This is the time of year where you run out to the mall and you're fighting for parking spaces and whatnot. So how do you deal with that without completely, constantly feeling that you have to look over your shoulder?
Well, I think that there'll be a small percentage of individuals that will just, they might have anxiety to begin with even before this, and they might decide just to order online and to do their shopping that way. But for the majority of individuals, I think that they'll return back to the mall as soon as we get an understanding. With a cinema shooting, a lot of people for the next few days were uncomfortable with the idea of going to a cinema at all. However, as soon as they understood the background, the psychiatric problems that seem to be prevalent with that, with the shooter there, I think the same thing is going to happen here. When we can learn more about who the shooter was and try to make some sense of it in whatever way is possible, in a matter of days, I think individuals will return back to the malls, but they might be a little bit more vigilant. They'll have their cell phone charged and with them in case they need it. They'll know where the exits are at, which was a very, very big issue in a lot of the stories from these witnesses at the mall shooting. These individuals that return back to malls should know exactly where those exits are at. And I think it's fine to be a little bit more aware and vigilant. I know myself, when I get shopping for clothes, I might get a little bit too interested in that. And I think it's a good idea not to be, to be more aware. And but I think most people will return back to the malls and be fine in a few days.
Yeah, it's a good point anyway to know where the exits are. What if there was some kind of weird fire or something happened? It could be something else. And, of course, you're right. You get involved in the shopping. And I couldn't tell you, Rhonda, when I'm in Macy's or wherever, where the exits are. I'm always trying to find
exactly
where the car is.
Yeah, so. I understand. Likewise here. So, but, yeah, just whatever it takes for those people to feel more in control when they go back next time. So just knowing that. And, you know, it's interesting. I had a few conversations today with some parents who said, you know, I have three kids. What would I have done if I was in a mall and something like that happened? It's a good point. Make sure when you go out to a place that you have enough help, you know, two parents and three kids, or if you can avoid that, because that would be difficult. So just whatever you can do, if you have the anxiety, to make sure you feel in control of yourself and your own safety in that situation.
Yeah, some great advice. Definitely. Let's hope that we have the rest of the holidays a safe holiday for everybody, and don't get too concerned where you're so upset by what's happened that you can't enjoy yourself if you're going out there and you're shopping. Rhonda, great stuff. Pick up her book called Stuck. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the line sometime.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Used to be the girlfriend of the current governor of California, Jerry Brown, first time around when he was governor. Yep, and now I don't know what's happened to Linda Ronstadt. I have no idea where, you know, where he is or where she is. I know where he is, but I have no idea where she is.
Whoops.
Right now. She's probably doing concerts. I mean, it's such a great gig when you're in the music industry, because if you really have passion for singing and playing and whatnot, so you become this superstar for however long, and you're playing big, big places. Then you get to play the medium-sized places. Then you get to play the tiny places. But you still make an awesome living, and you're still playing. Some opt not to do that. John Bon Jovi said he wouldn't, once he can't do, like, the Meadowlands, then he doesn't want to rock anymore. He doesn't want to go play the tiny places and end up at the fairs, and he doesn't want to be the guy who is like the Rolling Stones, 70 years old and still playing. But, hey, I say if people want it, then why not? They can't get no satisfaction from what they're hearing on the radio or in their iPods or whatever, you know, tune into iTunes, downloading stuff. They want to go old school, let them go old school. If they can make some money off of it, and they sell out. So somebody goes to see them. You know, it's like a Fleetwood Mac is touring. Who else is? What's old is new. And then there are people that are younger that didn't hear some of the groups. There's lots of groups I haven't heard, not as an adult, not live. And maybe maybe they can catch a little bit of that lightning in a bottle.
The Who played the 12-12-12 festival.
They did. The Who,
and
really.
It was amazing.
They really did do a decent job. I watched The Who. And as Charles just mentioned, so sometimes you can, you know, they still can go back to performing, and we've seen that some of these groups will still sell out shows. I went to a Boston concert over the summer, proving the medium theory, in Atlantic City. When I was at the Jersey Shore, my husband, who wouldn't have really heard Boston either when he was younger, he would have been a little bit too young, but liked their music, wanted to go and see them, and we went to see them live, and they were actually pretty decent. It was maybe 5,000-6,000 people probably there. All right, so once again, I've gotten off on a tangent. I said that I would check the mailbag, so let's go to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
Oh, please. Is that from the 80s as well? You've Got Mail. Wasn't that a movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
You've Got Mail.
Oh, that's so awful. And now we just need that dial-up sound. How does it go? You know, you hear... So slow. It took forever. But that was back when we had patience and we weren't all ADD. So, without further ado, let's check the mail. This from Dave Barr. Hello, Kate Delaney. I love your show. At first, I really couldn't stand it. Now I am so hooked. I'm telling my buddies about it. Expect them to write you notes, too. I dig, dig, diggity, dig. Nice. Nail the score. And I also like your political bent. I think that you give everybody a chance to comment, and I like that. I'm sick of people beating other people up. It's boring radio. And I don't think you do boring radio, so bravo.
Oh, man. Talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
It's not boring. We love it. We like it. All right, how about this one from Judge Knapp? Ooh, Judge Knapp. I saw that and I thought, ugh, what am I in trouble for? What did I say? You've been talking about the legalization of marijuana. I will tell you this. I have seen what drugs can do to families, and it's not a pretty sight. You obviously have not witnessed that firsthand. I think the legalization of marijuana is a big, bad thing. Colorado and Washington, good luck dealing with it. Ultimately, and you have used that word many times, Ms. Delaney. He's referring, I'll tell you about it in a second. The feds will come in, swoop in, and shut the marijuana factory down, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so that was a little confusing, but had family members maybe that struggled with drugs and is saying, well, what I was talking about before, it's a gateway drug. He's using the word ultimately because I got an email the other day, and it was a brilliant email, and I actually wrote back and said it was a brilliant email that pointed out the fact that I was using the word ultimately one night, and who knows how many nights in a row, too many times. One of the listeners decided that was a crutch word for me, and they didn't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear you say that word. can take criticism. I thought it was good. The way that the email went, it was RB who said, ultimately, let's put that overused word in the dungeon, please, 25 times an hour. I bet if you listen to people, I'm going to do this. Because you brought that up, I'm going to listen to some other talk shows, including Rush. I'm going to see if I can catch any kind of crutch words. Oh, maybe that's a boring idea. How about this one from Caitlin? I like America Tonight, but I don't like Nail the Score. Who cares about football? Why do we talk about football? It'd be like talking about celebrity gossip, which, congratulations, you don't do hardly at all, because I don't care about Lindsay Lohan or Blake Lively or any of the other young stars, except for you obviously know them, which is interesting. However, Susan Rice withdrawing from Secretary of State, bravo. I think it was long overdue. She should have ended the charade way back in October when he realized she was pinning her hopes on nothing. Nobody would have confirmed Susan Rice. Sincerely, talk to you again. The Susan Rice saga did go on too long. She did realize she was becoming a major distraction. She was seeing herself on the tube every 5 seconds, and everybody was talking about it. It was smart to withdraw. Could have been done earlier. But I think she really wanted the gig, so she was trying to hang in there. You know when you really want something, everybody's telling you that you can't get it, you're not going to get it. Oh, too bad, so sorry. The woman has a ton of education. She went to Stanford and went to Oxford and did all the right things and isn't used to losing. She's not used to losing. She lost it, though, when Graham constantly made it an issue and John McCain made it an issue and the president tried to defuse it. He probably made it worse by saying, come after me. So there was no way. She was not going to get confirmed. Some people would have voted for it, but not enough to push her over the top. So she did the right thing by just, let's end the year out of this whole thing and just stay in her gig as the U.S. ambassador for the U.N. Smart move. Chris, hello, America Tonight and all the other listeners. I want to tell you that I am very surprised that Bill Clinton says that his wife is not going to run for the mayor of New York City. Do you think it's because Bill would like to be the mayor of New York City? If this was 250 years ago, you probably could be president and then be mayor of a city. No. Once you get the highest gig, you can't go backwards. Hillary needs a break. That's what the deal is. Maybe she'll run for president. I'm not sure. She looks like she's checked out from politics. I think that this was her last hurrah as Secretary of State. Any thoughts? You can send them to me. You know how you do that? Just go to americatonight.net and click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
How about you, Norm?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah? How about a beer?
Even better.
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.